Blog Talk Radio.
If you ever got a suit tailored, are you hearing what I'm saying? If you
you ever got a tailored suit before, you know that it's different from going to buy a one-size-fits-all suit and then having a suit that's tailor-made. It fit different. The pants are different. The way you walk in it is totally different. Why? Because it's fit to you. And what I'm telling you is you need to have a tailor-made life. When you were created with a specific purpose, a specific design. I don't care if you was born and, you know, your parents didn't claim you. You still special. I don't care if your mama went in your life, your daddy went in your life. You are still special. When you were created, you were designed to do what nobody else can do. And I'm telling you, when you become the right person, when you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never, ever be the best copycat in the world. But you will be the best you could be. So I'm challenging you, number one, I'm challenging you to define your value, right? Number two, I challenge you, listen to me. If you want to make more money, if you want to be more successful, if you want to have and do stuff you ain't never done before, number two, I'm asking you to invest in you. That's right, invest what? Number one, I'm asking you to invest time. I'm asking you to invest time in yourself. Some of y'all, you spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You spend so much time trying to fit in that you don't even know who you are. You know other people more than you know yourself. You study them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You've invested so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself. I challenge you to check yourself out. There's some young ladies right now, you fine. You pretty, you got it going on, some brothers, you handsome, you suave, you got swag, but you know what your problem is? You've been in one relationship after another relationship, and you ain't never been in a good relationship because you don't even know you. You spend so much time taking her out. You spend so much time trying to impress him. You spend so much time buying her flowers, taking her out to lunch. You spend so much time calling him. You don't even know who you are. You heard what I said. You've invested so much of your time in being liked by other people, being loved by other people, being appreciated by other people, and even know who you are. And I challenge you to invest time in your own self. I challenge you to get to a place where people don't like you and don't even bother you no more. Why? Because you're not concerned with trying to make them happy because you're trying to blow up. You're trying to get to the next level. E.T., I don't like the fact that you do this. I don't care. I'm not living my life with you.
Yo, 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 yo. I'm back again, world. If you don't know, my name is Peter Richardson, and I am the owner and creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully, which is abbreviated SOAR. Now, today is October 16th, and I'm going to be talking to you about attitude and how to be successful. And what you just heard was a brief segment that I thought you might enjoy and get a little pumped up. So, if you don't mind, just sit back and relax. And if you're on the road, just continue to tune in. And by the time the conclusion of my show, let's hope you can benefit from it. So in the meantime, just sit back and enjoy this Michael Jackson.
Thank you. All right, I hope everybody enjoyed my little brief segment as well as that Michael Jackson. All right, let's get down to business. The interesting thing about success is that anyone can do it. If you simply do what successful people do, then you will eventually be successful, right? Well, maybe it's not the simple case of follow the leader, but how about I tell you that settling for good enough is not a good way to succeed. Those that settle for good enough will regret their decision sooner or later and learn from more. Good enough is simply and never will be good enough. We are made for adventure, growth, and facing our fears. We are made to overcome challenges to win. Despite what the gurus tell you, there is no master secret or plan. There is something else, something that is easily overlooked, and that's in your brain, your vision, and your passion. The ideal combination of these ingredients will help you supremely in life, and believe it or not, success will follow if you figure this out. And there are five steps. I'll tell you one more time, there's five steps. Number one, that's clarity. First, you have to know what you want. Man, I'm getting a little bit too pumped up right now. It's not good to go to a profession that pays well. Trust me, I know a lot of people. I mean, I was mentored by a lot of people. They tell me, do not go for a profession that pays you a lot of money, because at the end of the day, the money does not make you a better person. And sometimes it feels you deeply depressed and unfulfilled. In order to discover what you want, you must first discover what you don't want. This can be accomplished by trying to experiment and taking massive action. When you start, you will always be confused and unclear. But as you keep moving forward, you will feel inspired. I say inspired to take action in one direction instead of the other. If you follow your heart, your life will not only become a fascinating adventure, but it also be a journey of personal growth. Trust me, I've learned this from experience. And number two, you want to focus. Once you become clear of what you want to do, it's important that you focus on the task to help you get there. For example, if you're rebuilding an online business, you can spend all the time you want checking your email, but it won't get you closer to the goals that truly matter in your life. An online business is not a business until a sale is made. In order to make sales, you have to create products, recommend products, build an email list, and do work that matters. It's hard work and often uncomfortable, which is why most people avoid it. But if you can discipline yourself to work on high value tasks, your life will change for the better. And number three, you gotta set goals. Setting goals gives your mind something to focus on. Our brains are goal seeking mechanisms. If you don't give your mind something to go after, you won't know what to do. When you have a goal, you'll feel clear, motivated, and inspired to take action because you know where you are going. A simple way to set simple goals is to ask yourself where you want to be 12 months from now. Using SMART criteria for setting goals. And SMART is simply broken down into specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely goals. If you're starting some kind of business, a good goal might be able to get $1,000 in 12 months. You have to set that goal. You can start brainstorming and how to attain that goal. Once you set that goal, start taking the massive action. This is number four. The only difference is that you view your failures differently. You know what you're trying to do. You know that you're trying to do many things. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Well, you know you're going to succeed sooner or later. And unsuccessful people tend to give up even before they started. That's why a lot of people always, you hear a lot of small talk. Yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But they don't have no meaning behind their words. But how you going to just say something but not have no action behind it? That's my biggest pet peeve. I mean, I've had many conversations where people just sit there and talk and talk and talk. I'm like, hey, man, don't even speak on it because you're only speaking on it because it sounds good. But hey, put some action towards it. And fifth, that's the trial and error. Becoming a successful person is all about trial and error. The more you fail, the faster you will succeed. The more consistent I continue with my sword business, no matter the obstacles I face, that I will become successful. I truly, deeply believe that. And on another note, a lot of people try to jump around and do this and that. I mean, just what you got to do is find one thing that's proven to work and you stick to it. It doesn't matter if you make $50 a month or $500 a month. The most important thing is that you stay focused. You must stay focused and do not accept no. I tell you once again, do not accept no. All right, I'm about to play some more Michael Jackson, so just please give me a brief minute. while I catch my breath, because you see, as you can tell, I was getting a little bit too amped up. So I'll be back with you in a couple of minutes. Michael Jackson couldn't have said it no better. Don't stop it till, won't stop till you get enough. But all right, right now I'm about to talk about the five mistakes of being successful. Number one is the lack of self-belief. The top reason people fail to become successful is because they don't believe it's possible. If you hold on to the belief that you can't do it, then guess what? You can. On the other hand, if you believe that you can, then the stars will always seem magically aligned as in progress. It's imperative that you maintain good thoughts about success. That is exactly what successful people do. Motivational thoughts on success can keep you on track and keep your eye on the ball. And if you take the time to look at the success models that are out there, you will find that having a solid belief in your own abilities is the one key to successful factors. And number two, that's the fear of success. closely to beliefs. Learning to be successful requires a heck of a lot of failure. You got to fake it till you make it. And so someone says, and it's true, the more you fail, the closer you get to success. True winners are the losers until they finally win. And then when you win, then what? For some people, the idea of actually achieving success is so mean that to them subconsciously that they sabotage their own efforts. Make it clear in their mind of what you want. And then as time goes on and the milestones start to come and go, make sure that you take regular time out to appreciate all of your achievements today. So what that means is, you know, you can't put yourself down for achieving certain things. You gotta learn how to congratulate yourself. You know, you might go to a movie and but number three, that's a lack of consistency. You cannot progress in any field unless you give it your undivided attention over and over and over again. The period of time it takes to become successful depends on the time you're trying to achieve. But it's always present is the need to be consistent. If you only put in the effort once and then move on like the rest of the world, then you will never make it. To be consistent is to set a time in your schedule every day. And keep a diary of days that you work and days that you don't every day. All right, I'm going to do this on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. I'm going to listen to Soar every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. I'm going to go to church every day, every Wednesday at 7. I'm going to go to church every Sunday at 11. You know, that consistency, that's key, one of the keys to being successful. And number four, the lack of determination. Similar to consistency, you have to have that burning desire. You got to know, you got to want to be successful. If you don't wish to succeed, if you don't wish to achieve, then you simply don't want it enough. This will become apparent that if you lose your consistency, then you are spending most of your time analyzing instead of taking action. Understand in your mind why you want it. Fuel of the fire and ignite your passion. Though we loaf and admit it, success is town and sweetest, and we want it more than anything. You gotta have it in you. I mean, no matter if you don't eat that whole day. I mean, I'm growing up without meals. Without electricity, life, no matter what, come on, from practice to nothing. Literally nothing. But I still had it in me that I was going to beat somebody, even when I broke my leg in my senior year in high school when I got to college. You know, I still had my scholarship, hurt my brain. But I still knew something in me, I was going to beat somebody. Nothing was going to hold me back. And number five, no self-reward. A big reason why some people are considered born losers is because they never get themselves a pat on the back when they achieve. And then make yourself feel bad for doing so, and you are going to stick out. You're not going to stick out for very long. You got to learn how to reward yourself, moving closer to your success, no matter how far that may be. I'm telling you this. You know what I'm saying? So please, I hope you enjoy what I got to say. I'm about to go ahead and lead you into this Michael Jordan commercial. I mean, he's the greatest that ever will be, and he's the true definition of being successful.
Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym. Maybe I made you think that every shot I took was a game winner. That my game was built on flash and not fire. Maybe it's my fault that you didn't see that failure gave me strength, that my pain was my motivation. Maybe I led you to believe that basketball was a God-given gift and not something I worked for every single day of my life. Maybe I destroyed the game. Or maybe you're just making excuses.
Winning is not a sometimes thing. It's an all the time thing. You don't win once in a while, and you don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is a habit. You gotta play with your heart, with every ounce of fight in your body. I've never known that wall. Keep this heart free. The distance. And to win! And to win! And to win! It is and always has been an American seal, and that's to be done. Be honest what we do. There's that room for second place. There's only one place, and that's first place. I firmly hold that a man's finest hour, the greatest fulfillment in anything he holds dear, is that moment when he broke his heart out in the good part and lays exhausted on the field of battle. Victorious.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. I talked about attitude and then the step to success and the five mistakes that most commonly the most successful people make, you know. But failures, you know, that's part of success. You got to keep growing. You got to keep growing no matter the obstacles. That's part of that just makes you stronger. At the end of the day, you're going to be able to say, you know what, this right here, that means even more to me because I overcome this to get to where I want to be. All right, I just want to tell everybody thank you very much and for being patient with me. If you guys have enough of that, I can get a little amped up and got to calm myself down there. But what I'm going to do, you can also contact me at Sora Every Day. That's my Twitter account, and my name is Peter Richardson. I'm also on Facebook. You can search Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. You can also find me on there, leave me a comment, and I'll get back to you. And once again, I would like to say thank you, and God bless. And don't forget to vote. Thank you very much. I'm going to leave it out to you with the jazz, baby.